that notebook and write on the top of the page, who you ever you are, what is it that I'm thinking about you that I'm using as my excuse to not keep up with the stream that my life has caused me to set into motion? And when you get a fix on this stream and you remember who you are and you allow the contrast to continue to help you add to it and you pay attention to the way you feel and you turn your thoughts one by one, it's all you can do, into increasingly improved emotions within you, and you begin to see the evidence of your improved vibrational state show itself to you in relationships, in bodily conditions, in the clarity of your mind, in the good feeling of your body, in the prosperity of your being, in the abundance in all manner of things. As you begin to see the physical evidence of your improved thought because of your willingness to reach for the best feeling thought you can find from where you are, you will then begin to live life as you intended when you made the decision to come forth into this body to begin with. Not one of you ever intended to struggle in this because you knew the rules of the game. You knew the way it was set up. You knew your reason for being. You know your reason for being? Do you know that your reason for being is joy? Some say, I thought it was growth. We say the basis of your experience is freedom. You are so free you can choose bondage. The basis is your freedom to direct your thought. And your objective is joy, because that's how you line up with that call of source. And the result is never-ending expansion or growth. And our physical friends say, we hear you, Abraham. Growth, growth, growth. And we say, yes, growth is inevitable. But you didn't come forth for the inevitable because the inevitable was the inevitable. You didn't say, I'll go forth to continue the inevitable, because you knew it was inevitable. You didn't come forth to make the inevitable be inevitable. It was already inevitable, and you understood that it was inevitable. You came forth for the joy of the expansion. You said, I'd like to sift. And I'd like to decide, and I'd like my ideas to matter, and I'd like to give birth to an idea that maybe no one's ever given birth to before, and I'd like to be aware of my vibrational relationship. And I love the idea that the broader view, I'm like a pioneer out here banging around, I get a great idea, and all of source turns its undivided attention on my great idea. And when I turn my undivided attention on my great idea, it must be. And it has only ever been my divided attention that has kept me from anything. Source has never said, no, 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 not you. It's not source meeting out the goodies or holding them back. It's not undeservedness that's keeping you from it. It's not karma. You didn't do something bad in a past life. And most important, it's not your mother's fault. The only reason that any of you are leaving even the slightest bit less than what you want is because you've got some habit of thought that you've been practicing and it feels so normal to you, you don't even know you've got it going on. But you know what now? Now you're going to know it's going on. There is not one of you that is ever again going to feel an inkling of negative emotion and not know what it means. It means you're right now doing something that you absolutely have the right to do. You're beating the drum of something that is pointed in opposition to what you want. But you're not ever, ever going to do that again without knowing what it means. And when you decide that you would like to play the game of reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find from where you are, and you consciously discover the relief of that thought, you'll be off and running, and the heavens will shout with glee as we now recognize you among the deliberate creators of your planet. You are the creator of your experience. No one else is creating it. And it is created in combination from who you were before you were born and what your intentions were. It's created in part from what those who have lived before you have put over there in your vibrational escrow. In other words, we are all in this together. And there is this magnificent stream of clarity and well-being and joy.
Far more comfortable with my hands off of the oars.
Everyone is.
Thank you.
We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. It is delicious for us